The University of Florida Citrus Research and Education Center at Lake Alfred will host a rootstock field day on December 12th. University researcher Jude Grosser, a key presenter at the field day, tells what growers who attend will see and learn.
And so the St. Helena Project is a 20-acre trial east of Dundee. We'll have our third field day there on December the 12th. About 12 acres of the trees out of the 20 are going to be 6 years old in April. We'll have yield data from the first 3 years, and we have greening frequency per rootstock data, fruit quality data. So what's interesting is we use special nutrition in raising these trees, and there are rootstock differences in the frequency of HLB and the severity of HLB once trees become infected. And you can also see the impact of good nutrition on trying to grow young trees through greening. Even though the grove's now about 50% infected, you would never know that by driving through it. If you're not a believer in nutrition, this can probably influence you to change your mind. But also, it's very interesting to see all the different rootstocks with the tree size control factor being a big part of it as well. So there's a lot of candidates for high-density plantings that will facilitate the new advanced citrus production systems. And we're learning a lot about the disease resistance, so it's a trial. We're getting a lot of very good information that's helped guiding our research now.
Growers and others attending the field day will be transported to the rootstock site in three different groups at 8 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10 a.m. Pre-registration is required and can be accomplished by contacting Ann Barrage at the center. Her email is aburrage@ufl.edu. Ernie Neff, Southeast AgNet.